Storytelling is a unique skill that's becoming more popular across Phoenix. This art can be powerful, healing, and comedic to many. The show's Blake Bernard spent an evening with folks learning the art of grassroots storytelling.
Put your hands together for Sean.
A leisurely stroll away from Arizona State's downtown Phoenix campus sits Grand Central Coffee Shop. Most days, it's the home of brewed coffee and students studying for exams. But Wednesday nights in a back room, it turns into a storytelling hub.
All right, I'm going to use a router. I love you more than you'll ever know.
There's a guy on my porch, and he looks really young and tired, and I don't know what he's doing, but he says he's running from the cops, but the cops are there, and I don't even really know what to do. What should I do?
This is Chatterbox.
Chatterbox is an open mic storytelling night. It's for all voices, all stories. It's an all-ages show.
That's Jessie Bally. She's the host of the event that recently started here. There's a weekly theme, and tonight's is tech support.
If you work in help desk, like, I know it sucks, but thank you for your service.
We sit down, me and my co-producers, and kind of brainstorm some different ideas. We try to keep them vague.
Through this, they emphasize grassroots storytelling. It's the idea of letting anyone go up to the stage to share their story. No experience needed.
Chatterbox is raw. It's really real. It's not the pretty nice parts that everyone posts about. It's just the genuine side of humanity. And I think that that's rare nowadays. We heard stories about suicide and leaving a job or finding a new lease on life and just kind of quitting everything and moving.
Where is this place? And as she said that, we were right in front of it.
Regular Chatterbox storyteller Kelsey Grega recalls the first story she shared.
I told a story about my sister, I think, because she's adopted, and I talked about that adventure, and it was received really well, and from then on, I thought, oh, this is a really great thing for me. I'm going to keep doing this.
Grega is a senior studying journalism at ASU. She says Chatterbox has helped her storytelling ability.
When I first used to do it, I used to just go it. I just went up there and said, look at this thing that happened to me once. And now I think before, even on an open mic, before I tell a story, I do kind of rehearse a little bit and I write it down what I want to do, or I'll say it in front of my friends. There are certain stories that I tell a lot better than I used to in the beginning.
And she thinks this space is making an impact with students.
It's for people who are trying to find themselves and learn something new about themselves. And I think that when you're in college, that's kind of when that happens, you know?
So does a place like Chatterbox help students? Jennifer Lindy is a human communications professor at Arizona State University.
So if somebody invites you to a place like that and says, well, tell us what your experience is, I think that that's hugely important to young people.
But what about grassroots storytelling? Does the idea click with younger audiences?
I think that that's a very welcoming phrase, grassroots. It says, come and tell your story, and we're all going to be a part of this movement together.
And this, in turn, can lead to improved confidence and communication between students during day-to-day interactions.
When we say something out loud, when we speak in front of an audience, we learn what it feels like to take our internal thoughts and then bring them out into a public space where others can understand them. For some people, changes their perception of themselves as a communicator, as a person who has something to say.
And Lindy says that everybody does this, even if they don't realize it.
We do it our whole lives. A lot of our understanding of family is centered around the stories that we hear and that we tell, and we tell stories to our friends. Even jokes are stories in their own ways.
Whether it's sharing a memory in front of thousands or a simple conversation with your relatives around the holidays, remember, you're a storyteller. For the show, I'm Blake Bernard.